Shirley Snavey is a Lakota, a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, who grew up in Flanders, South Dakota. Her mother has written and published more than 20 children's books about Native Americans.
When I was growing up, my mother was always telling stories, and she wrote all the time. And it was something that was always important to our family to understand our history, where we came from, and how we relate as Natives in today's world.
Snavey studied journalism and became a storyteller herself.
Unlike my mother, who created stories out of her head, I guess I like to tell stories about other people.
But these days, Snavey mostly helps other people tell stories. She is executive director of Native American Public Telecommunications, or NAPT, one of five groups created to increase the diversity of voices on American public television.
It can't just be about Indians, it needs to be by Indians, Native Americans.
That authentic voice is important, Snavey says.
There's been so much garbage out there over the years by non-Indians that have perpetuated the stereotypes, you know, the Westerns and the Stoic Indians and even more contemporary projects. They don't do us any favors. We can tell our own stories better than anybody else. So that's one of the reasons why we're so forceful about involving Native Americans in the creation of these documentaries.
Recent films that have received funding from NAPT have examined the impact of politics and economics on tribal fishing. Explore what it is like to be a young Native American in the 21st century. Profiled three young Lakota women who reconnected with their incarcerated father and revealed the little-known history of the original Code Talkers, who were members of the Choctaw tribe.
Code Talkers, of course, is a huge honor for the Choctaws. We were the first tribe, we understand, that, and one of the few tribes that used their language in World War I. It was a huge secret.
It was something that nobody knew because these were honorable men, and they kept a secret. The Navajos, primarily in World War II, are known for Code Talkers. And, you know, that wouldn't have worked for the government if anybody had known that there were Code Talkers in World War I. And so, you know, little by little, the men on their deathbed, you know, and in some cases told their family what they did. And the interviews with the people about the culture and their impact definitely brings that story to light.
Snavey says many of NAPT's documentaries have been broadcast by other U.S. television stations, and some have been shown in other countries. They're also for sale on the organization's website. Some films, like the multi-part historical series We Shall Remain, include sections in native languages. Snavey would like to see more films done that way.
It's through our languages that we speak to the Creator, and our ceremonies are still conducted in the native languages. It brings meaning to culture for us to be mindful of our language. And I don't think that it limits our audiences. I mean, we do have to put English subtitles on there, but it shows that Native people and their cultures are still alive and vibrant, and that the languages are used in our everyday lives.
In addition to film, Native American Public Telecommunications has funded radio programming. But in this changing media world, Snavey says she would like to be able to support some interactive programs on the web.
The hour-long documentary is not the best way to go sometimes to communicate your message. You know, people are busy. There are so many entertainment options right now.
That makes it harder to get an audience, she says, especially with young people, who are more likely to get their information and entertainment from computers and mobile devices. But for now, Shirley Snavey is thankful to be able to bring Native voices and stories to television. I'm Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.